Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
The shadows hold more than darkness. They hold the truth. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
There was a very interesting photo, I thought, the other day that had come out. It was a picture of Diddy in the park in New York City. Just kind of sitting there watching people, you know, enjoying their time in that big green area. People sitting there with blankets, picnicking, talking. He apparently didn't look like he was getting a whole lot of attention. But it was kind of a stark image of Diddy in kind of his final moments, I think, of freedom. I think he realized, like, this is it. This is the city he, you know, kind of once ruled to a certain sense the music world. And this is now the city where it's all going to end as well. It was like just kind of a moment for him, I thought, of knowing that it's all crashing down. With that being said, Diddy has a lot of friends. Diddy had tons of parties. Diddy was, you know, once, you know, the white parties were infamous years ago. It was a who's who that are going to these sort of things. And those weren't necessarily the freak-offs, at least the parts that we had heard about. But he was very connected. And it's interesting right now, there's not a lot of celebrities that are tight with him that are saying much. Not many statements coming out. And I find that an interesting contrast compared to when Weinstein went down. There was a lot of celebrities speaking up that had been involved with him. All it is deploring his behavior, coming out, sharing their stories. There's a lot of people being very quiet right now. What do you think that tells us about other people who may have knowledge of what he was doing, or maybe had even participated in what he was doing?
Yeah, I think that the reality and the difference between Weinstein and Diddy is that Weinstein was just a predator, straight predator, whereas Diddy's a predator, but in a different way, and it was done in a party setting wherein you have a lot of people that have a lot of money. And people that have a lot of money do weird shit. That's facts. There's going to be just look at people that, like, the idle mind is the devil's playground, bro. When you have that kind of money, that the stress part of life is over, right? Like you and I trying to hustle and the way we bust our asses to do this thing.
Sure.
If we hit it big and we get a $100 million contract, We're done worrying. Now multiply that by a bunch and you've got Diddy type money. And he's just rubbing shoulders with people with huge amounts of wealth that just live very different lives than the rest of us. And so when this shit goes down, you better believe that there are people that have information on tapes, on calls, on video, that do not want this shit coming out. Like, when this shit starts coming out, when you know, and I don't know if it's going to be individuals, like I don't know who was coming to the freak offs. I'm sure he had homies there with him. I'm sure it was not just Diddy sitting there. I'm sure that this was, like, you know, I mean, you can call it a freak off, like, kind of an orgy is what it sounds like to me, like harem style shit. And it, like, there are a lot of nervous people out there, I imagine. And then not from the criminal sense per se, You know, I mean, if he's the one putting it together and orchestrating it and paying for it and intimidating people, and people reaped the benefits of that, of his nefariousness, does it soil their reputation? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the price they're going to pay. Does it necessarily make them complicit? No. Mm-hmm. But I think what is ultimately going to end up happening, the way that the feds operate generally, like if you look at this in the context of, like, say, a drug case, okay, they're going after kingpins. They want the big fish. They don't give a shit about lower ranking people. They use lower ranking people to climb up the rung. So they'll get somebody in, they'll bust a low level person in order to squeeze that person, get them to cooperate, say, all right, this is what we're going to do for you. This is what you have to do for us in order for that to happen for you. And they squeeze and they start climbing up the chain. They say, okay, like, who's your dude? Who is your guy? Who's the guy giving you the instructions? And then they'll climb up that level. They'll get that guy. Then they squeeze that guy because there's a guy above that guy, you know, especially when you're talking about cartels and organized crime type deals. So it's going to be the same thing here. Like, like Diddy had minions, you know, Diddy had people that were doing his bidding. Like, they're going to try to continue to extract information from these people. And if it turns out that some of these people are well known, you know, those people are going to have a lot of incentive to turn state, to flip, you know, on Diddy. And like, at this point, who's going to have loyalty to Diddy?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this isn't the Sopranos. Mm-hmm. This isn't like Family. This is, you know, this is the blood oath. This ain't that. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to turn on that dude if it's going to save their own skins in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I will not be at all shocked that there's going to be superseding indictments, meaning they're going to add additional charges to this thing. And they're just getting started with this dude. They're just getting started with it.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight, no chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.